This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Did you want to say Vietnam?
It feels like we hadn't talked in a week.
You know, I was having like a void of Mickey Spagnola, so I went ahead and read one of your columns, as people should always do on DallasCowboys.com. And I think you hit on a really important thing right there. No time to, sorry if I'm paraphrasing, no time to sit around and lament the Micah Parsons trade. And like we talked about on Friday, it was weird that we're less than a week till the game and it felt irrelevant. So now you're right. 2 days from the game. And I know a lot of fans are still caught up on Micah, and I understand that. But we're, you know, what, 60 hours, give or take, 57 hours from football.
Time to go.
Yes, exactly.
You got time to sit around, and if you wanted to mope and mope because – by the way, your job could be on the line. So,
right.
I saw the last couple days, you know, more energy in the locker room, more chatter, more guys interacting. They didn't fold up the ping pong table. It was still going.
Oh, man.
And the, you know, portions of practice that we saw there, the energy was there. So, yeah, I think that they realize it, that, you know, got to go play. I saw, you know, I can't remember which day it was. The days are all jumbled. Marshawn Lynch basically said, hey, we're grown men. Got to go.
Was that probably Marshawn Nealand?
Nealand.
Okay.
What did I say? Lynch?
You said Marshawn Lynch, but I'm also intrigued by that storyline.
Yeah, well, you never know what they need, right?
Oh, we know.
But Nealand, yeah. And so I think they, you know, it's like, okay, move on. You know, he might have been friends with them. You know, I think CeeDee Lamb probably still hadn't gotten over it. Diggs probably hadn't gotten over it. But other than that, you know, these guys, some of them looking at it as, oh, this is an opportunity for me to go and show what I can do. So, I think the mindset is, oh, we got to play a game and we better get ready. And they know what they're up against, being a Thursday night national TV flag raising ceremony against the defending Super Bowl champs.
Now, I saw the practice report. You were talking about practice. Trayvon Diggs says he thinks it's 75-80% that he can play. How are you feeling? What are we hearing about Diggs and Tyler Guyton?
Yeah, we should get a better maybe indication here in a little bit from Schottenheimer. Both of them have been practicing. You know, it's a matter of, do they think, you know, one padded practice is going to be enough for them to get out there? I would think maybe for Diggs. For Guyton, I don't know.
Is that just an experience thought right there?
For Diggs, at least, you know, it's not like he's recovering from an injury. He was trying to ramp up to get in condition to be able to play in that first game. But again, you know, Guyton hadn't done anything basically. Well, he's practiced these last couple days, but one padded practice since August 28th when he suffered the bone fracture in his knee in training camp, right? And it's a more physical position he plays than Diggs. So it'll be interesting to see how the Cowboys do it, because with Diggs, then you got Diggs and Kair Elam on the outside, and Bland can move inside when they go to the nickel. And then in, you know, two cornerback formations, meaning 4-3, you know, and I don't think the Eagles will do that all that much. But if they did and they wanted to give Diggs a break, then they can put Bland and Elam on the outside.
Right.
If they don't think he can go out there and play 50 snaps after not having played in a football game since December 9th. Those are a couple things that the Cowboys are going to have to answer going forward.
Will Kenny Clark be the key to stopping Saquon Barkley? Mm.
Well, he needs to be. That's true. A big man.
Kenny Clark or Saquon?
Probably both.
Saquon's thighs are he's got Spencer
Kenny
Strider.
Kenny Clark. Thighs, yeah. You know, I was sitting there the other day and I put the note in the column you mentioned. I was talking to CJ Goodwin, and Clark was sitting in his locker about three lockers down. And he took up the width of the locker, I swear to God. He's a big man, right? And he's a confident one, and that's what they need in there now. And, you know, he's been practicing, so it shouldn't be, you know, well, I got to pick up the scheme or whatever that. It's football, right? You block, you know, take on the guys in front of you and go get the ball. So I would imagine, you know, he should be ready to go. There's no ramp up there. I'm assuming he was practicing with the Packers. He's over the toe surgery that he had in the offseason. And, get in there. So, you know, between Clark, Osa, and Solomon Thomas, well, there's three defensive tackles right there, along with Mozzie, however they're going to fit him in there. That's four, and then Winfrey ends up with a sore back. I don't know if he's going to make it to the game or not, and those might be your four defensive tackles for the game. And I like the fact that that big man's going to be there in the middle.
Now, you talked about, you know, coming back from the toe injury. I don't know how much, if any, opportunity you had to look at Kenny Clark that season and kind of compare. I think he was struggling with the toe versus maybe he's declining as a player, because people that I'm sure have watched lots and lots of Packers football have really strong thoughts about all of that.
Well, I read something that was interesting, that they were using him more as a three technique last year than a nose tackle.
Right.
And he doesn't look like a three technique tackle, so... but I mean, if you look at his tackles, he's got a lot. I don't recall the number offhand, but and the last game he played was against the Eagles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So he should know something right. about them, right?
Right.
They got beat in the playoffs. So, did he just forget how to play in 1 year?
I think some
he was a Pro Bowler, right, in 2023.
You're right, and this works different for different humans, different players, different everything. I know some people have already. I'm not saying that this is factual. Some people have started to point to the age and amount of football that he's played, and they're like, "Hey, I think he's on the decline," and all of that.
Packer fans.
Yeah. Yes. And so, do you think it's like some sour grapes there?
Trying to minimize what they lost.
Okay.
Look, we got Micah. They got our chump.
Just like maybe the Cowboys. Well, Micah was good, but he was good, right?
Yes.
And you're gonna have to make up the pass rush for it. But again, you better be able to play the run, and that's going to be very important, and not just. The defensive tackles don't have the last say against the run, right?
Sure.
Your defensive ends better be able to set the edge because Barkley can get out on the edge.
That's
with his
a good
speed,
point.
Right? So the defensive ends, it's not all about getting the quarterback. And as a matter of fact, when you're dealing with Hurts, you better keep him in the pocket. Don't let him get outside the pocket and then he hurts you since he had the second most rushing yards on the Eagles last year.
Yeah, he's a pretty smooth operator once he gets outside of the pocket, too.
Well, yeah, and somebody was asking me about Hurts and, how good he is. Or I said, well, I don't know. I mean, he threw for just over 2,900 yards. But when you're rushing for whatever it was last year they rushed for, it was like 3,000 yards rushing as a team.
Oh, I was like, for him? Wow, that's amazing.
No. Well, like he had 2,000 of them, right?
Yeah.
The quarterback is not pressured to doing all that much. They rushed for 3,900.
Wow.
Yeah. So, when you're running that much, that makes playing quarterback pretty easy. You just don't turn the ball over, run for your 600 yards and make sure you pick up all the fourth and ones or fourth and goals at the one.
Now, I know this player was before your time with the Cowboys, but a lot of times you have stories and whatnot of former Cowboys players. Leroy Jordan passed away, and I know that's somebody that a lot of Cowboys fans have a lot of great memories of. Did you have much interaction with him over the years?
So I wasn't here when he was playing,
right.
Obviously. But yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm going to post something today about his career, which is rather amazing. He went to the University of Alabama. So the only two coaches he played for after high school was Bear Bryant and Tom Landry.
Wow.
Not everybody can say that, right?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Not everybody can say they were on the same football team as Joe Namath, Don Meredith, Roger Staubach, but he can, right?
Yeah.
So, at Alabama, he was a team captain, and the last game they played was an Orange Bowl against Oklahoma, and back then, presidents used to go to those games, and they did the coin flip in the stands.
Oh.
So he went in the stands and did a coin flip with President Kennedy.
Wow.
And then gets here, what, ten months later, and yeah, the president gets assassinated. But my story that he gave me, we had a long interview about 10 years ago. And
yeah, I hope it's not about that. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Part of his signing bonus was they were going to purchase a new car for him here in Dallas.
Okay.
And he said that that was the first year Buick made Rivieras. And when he went into the dealership with Gil Brandt, the new Riviera was there, and he said, I want that.
Mm.
And the cowboys, typical back then, were like, yeah, it's a little bit more expensive than we wanted to spend on a new car.
Hey, typical right now if you look at the Parsons thing, right?
Right? So they told him, if you get that car, you're going to have to give us $2,000 back from your signing bonus, right?
Wow.
What?
So they bought the car for him. And he needed to go back to Alabama the next day to take finals, right? He had gotten drafted first round, and he needed to be back, and he couldn't wait for the processing of the car. And Gil Brandt goes, oh, I have to be in that area in Alabama in a couple days. I'll just drive the car there for you. And he's like, oh, okay. So Gil gets in the car. He's driving through Mississippi. And he hits a cow in the road with the brand new car.
Oh, no.
Right? And the worst part is
they couldn't make steaks from it.
The owner of the livestock wants Gil to pay for the cow.
Sure.
And here's Gil, and he's middle of Mississippi. It was close to Mississippi State, and he knew the coach at Mississippi State, so he puts in a phone call. And the coach puts in a phone call to the sheriff and says, hey, look, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it, whatever. You got to let him go. So he's got to call Leroy and tell him, yeah, I got a new car for you, but it's going to have to go into the shop. And Leroy goes, great, I got a brand new car that's already demolished.
I was going to say, would you have started that phone call with, good news, you get your $2,000 back.
Yeah, right.
Bad news, your car
no,
is messed
up. At part of the interview, Leroy goes, well, Gil calls and says, hi, I got bad news for you.
Oh, man.
Tell you what, that 63 Rivera
was
gorgeous, though.
So anyway, His life, you know, the stuff that he saw, that he went through, got here, you know, I guarantee you when he got to the Cowboys, the first time he had a black player as a teammate growing up in Alabama, right, in the 50s, and then going to the University of Alabama, they hadn't integrated yet. So he got to experience all that taking place, especially with the Cowboys. And so, yeah, just all the stuff that, you know, he ended up kind of living through. And then, you know, but that was part of the interview that just kind of stuck out to me about the new car.
I could see why, man. That is a wild story. Thank you very much for sharing it. We will catch up with you again tomorrow.
All right. See you guys.
Bye, Mick.
There you go, Mickey Spagnola right here on 105.3 The Fan. That's so many twists and turns.
Lots
I didn't know where it was going to go.
Yeah, I loved it.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, baseball nuggets, fair, foul, or fan. Plus, even players know the Astros stadium sucks. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.